Speaking of problems, not Greg Smith specifically, morning, how are you?
Great, thanks, Mike.
But 50 points, not 75, and I thought it was interesting when All City really didn't even consider 75 or indeed 25.
Yeah, it was interesting, and particularly given listening to the commentary, looking at the forecast, and you talk about problems, you know, we've got them in spades, sort of acknowledge that, so that was all pretty interesting. Yeah, has highlighted the economic challenges we're facing. Obviously went with the 50 bits, which was favoured, but you know, the track for the OCR is lower, so they see that getting to 3.55% by 2025. In addition, I think what markets also like was it looks like we're going to get another 50 at the Feb meeting, so yeah, this highlights the challenges. I mean, the unemployment rate, that was revised down to 5.2% from 5.4% in terms of the peak, but you look at GDP forecasts, they've actually been lowered. So December quarter was revised up slightly to 0.3%, but you know, let's look at the long term. You know, out to December 2025, we're looking at 2.3%. Now, their previous forecast in August was 3.3%, so things have got a lot worse. So you do have to wonder. And then we look at the inflation side. Yeah, they're comfortable it's going to be around about 2%. They see tradables, or the offshore-driven inflation, is increasing. I'm just not sure about that. I mean, even Adrian Orr acknowledged himself that, yes, we've got tariffs potentially on the way from Trump, but that actually could divert a whole bunch of cheaper Chinese goods to New Zealand. It actually might be deflationary. So I thought that was quite interesting. And oil's a bit of a wild card. I mean, that could go up as easy as it goes down. So they see domestically driven inflation going up. Not so sure about that as well, given the pressures we're facing pretty much everywhere apart from the dairy industry. So we have to see on that. And there's just a lot of uncertainty. So I think that was acknowledged by Adrian Orr and how the economy's going to respond to rate cuts. They gave a really wide range for the neutral OCR of 2.5 to 3.5%. So you take the midpoint of 3%, that's neither stimulating or constricting the economy. So it still means we're in line for another 125 basis points of rate cuts. So markets like that. Borrowers also have liked the fact that most banks have passed on the rate cut fully. But really interesting as well, the press conference, Mike, that he made multiple mentions of the fact they don't go on complete holiday till the end of February. So yeah, I thought that was very telling.
So he's got to tell. He said we've got a telephone and we can hustle anytime we like, and we hustled during COVID. Now, the PCE, did we freak out over that or not?
Yeah, so not too much. I mean, but basically the Fed minutes sort of had said that they're, you know, unlike us, they're going to sort of step back on the pace of rate cuts. Obviously, they did 50, then they did 25, and they're going to take a bit more gradual approach. So they acknowledged that inflation is above their 2% goal, and that was confirmed by these inflation numbers overnight. So the personal consumption expenditures index, that was up 0.2% in October, 2.3% on an annualised basis. That was in line with expectation, as was the core measure, which they also look at, and so that was 2.8%. So you've got to think they're probably going to step back a little bit, and they may even pause in December, where the markets are saying there's a 60% probability of another cut. But yeah, we've got problems. Their economy is going much better, which is why you don't really want to compare what the Fed's doing with what the RBNZ should or should not be doing. So the GDP in the September quarter grew 2.8%, so it was in line with estimates. Consumer and the US, Mike, doing really well. Growth there 3.5%. That's actually the biggest rise this year. And they're probably emboldened a bit by a labour market. So separate figures showed initial jobless claims, they fell last week. They're at historically low levels. So yeah, the Fed could well pause. Interesting from the minutes, they didn't really make much mention about the election. It was only 2 days before the meeting. They did say that conditions were evolving, so that might be a bit of an understatement. I'm sure they'll be watching how Trump's protectionist policies play out. We've had a lot of estimates on what tariffs could mean for US inflation. Some are saying it could add as much as 1%. So yeah, certainly very relevant.
Okay, what are the numbers?
So you were a bit lower at the close on the US. The Dow's down 0.1%, 44.811. S&P 500 down 0.5%, 5994. NASDAQ down 1.2%. Had pretty disappointing numbers from HP and also Dell. FTSE up 0.2%, the UK 8274. Nikkei down 0.8%. Aussie ASX 200 up 0.6%. As you say, the inflation came in there at 2.1%. NZX 50, we loved the RB. That was up 0.8%, 13.213, should I say. And gold was up $5, 2,664 an ounce. Oil was flat, 68.69. And the currencies, Kiwis up across the board, up 1.2% against the US 59, 90.9 against A dollar, up 0.9%. And against sterling, we're 46.5, up 0.2%.
You have a good day, mate. See you tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.